Wanted to talk about a couple different things in relation to the Westgate shooting. I want to talk about the motives behind Wednesday's shooting there, which is something that interests police, obviously, lawmakers, psychologists, who would want to try to prevent the next one from happening. For us non-official types, yeah, we're interested in those things, especially if you're concerned about a friend or a member of your family's mental health. But I think most of us are primarily interested in survival. You know, how do you survive something like this? What should you do if you're confronted by an awful situation where some guy's just walking around shooting? First, though, what motivated the suspect, Armando Hernandez Jr., to decide to shoot random people just out having a good time? Court documents say he's been thinking about something like this for years. He's 20. For years, though. And he might have done more damage, really made this a mass casualty event if the gun hadn't jammed or if there hadn't been more people at Westgate, if there had been more people, with, of course, reduced numbers thanks to coronavirus. During his initial appearance, Prosecutor Ed Leiter of the Maricopa County Attorney's Office said this about him.
He has a dramatic inability to control any of his emotions.
Can't control his emotions. I think we all know people a little bit like that, right? But I don't think most of them rise to the level of not being able to control their emotions so much that they just shut them off and shoot people. Here's Glendale Police Sergeant Randy Stewart.
He said that he went to Westgate to target victims. He wanted to gain some respect, and he felt that he had been bullied.
Went after people his own age.
He had actually arrived at the Westgate, went into the entertainment district, and started scoping out the scene before returning to his vehicle to gather his weapon.
Here's one of the reasons I think he targeted people his own age, because he'd felt bullied. That's one of the things that came out. The police said they were told he felt bullied, which we hear that a lot from mass shooters. They feel like they're outsiders. They don't feel like, they're getting the respect they deserve. And you know what? You can understand the anger. I don't know about you. I got bullied a bit when I was a kid. I really did. And it's you want to fight back, but you feel like you can't. And maybe this is, where somebody who goes over the edge decides this is how they're going to fight back. But let's talk about not fighting back, but living through something like this. Robert Sollers is a security expert, and he recommends, you get out. When you get away from the shooter, and then if you're going to have any kind of conversation, have it via text and text the police.
Give the details, as much detail as you can, about where you're at and what you're doing and how many are with you.
And don't post to social media, which I think makes sense. I mean, really, are you going to take the time to post to social media while there's an active shooter going on? That's just not smart. But I guess a lot of people consider social media so important to their lives that they're going to post at any time, whether they're being shot at or not. What did you hear? Mike Broomhead's friend, who was sitting right there and actually had the bullet holes behind where she was sitting, and they actually hit the chair of the lady she was dining with. Unbelievable. But they did the right thing. They sheltered in place. They got away, and they kept their heads down. Smartest thing you can do.